Homily for Monday, the 4th of July. First of all, it being the 4th of July, I want to wish you all a happy holiday. But you know, on this feast in which we remember our nation, I think as we look around, as we listen, we know that we are a nation deeply divided, deeply conflicted. And so I'd like to take this occasion to pray for our nation. And to do that, what I'd like to use are the treasure trove of the church. The church has a collection of prayers for every situation. I'd like to use some of those prayers to help us pray for our nation, for one another. So what I suggest is that you listen to the prayers that I will be praying. Just listen to the words. Listen and let your heart and mind be touched. The first prayer is a prayer for the Mass for our nation. And so listen to the words. O God, in your marvelous wisdom, you order all things. Graciously accept the prayers we offer for our country, so that harmony and justice may be secured by wise leaders and upright citizens, and all may enjoy lasting prosperity and peace. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. The next prayer is a prayer from the Mass for the progress of peoples. It's the opening prayer for that liturgy. And again, please listen to the words. By your will, O God, all peoples have a common origin and have been called to form a single family. Fill the hearts of all with the fire of your love, and enkindle in them a desire for true human progress, that through your rich gifts, each person may be brought to fulfillment, all division overcome, and justice and equity firmly rooted in society. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. The next collect prayer will be from the Mass for peace and justice. God of peace, you are peace itself. A divided heart cannot find you. A violent mind cannot welcome you. Grant that those who are one in heart may hold fast to the gift of peace, and that those who are divided may forget their strife and be healed. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. And our next prayer is from the Mass for our oppressors and our enemies. So this is an entire Mass whose prayers are aimed at praying for our oppressors and enemies. Listen again to the words. O God, you alone can judge rightly the motives of the human heart. Hear us as we pray for those at whose hands we suffer and for those who would do us harm. Turn them from the path of oppression and cruelty and deliver us from the desire for vengeance. Break the cycle of evil which entraps us all, that together we may give thanks in the peace of your kingdom. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Now, finally, from the Mass for Reconciliation, we will hear the words of the opening prayer. God of reconciliation and mercy, you set aside days of deliverance when we proclaim you Creator and Father of us all. Come to our aid that we may welcome your word of peace and work with you in renewing all things under the headship of Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. And to conclude these reflections, I'd like to quote from an encyclical. The encyclical is Pacem in Terris, which means peace on earth. It's an encyclical from Pope John the 23rd. What I'm about to recite is a prayer of the Pope contained in the encyclical. So please again, listen to the words. May Christ banish from the souls of men and women whatever might endanger peace. May he transform all people into witnesses of truth, justice, and love. May Christ illumine with his light the mind of rulers, so that, besides caring for the proper welfare of their peoples, they may also guarantee them the fairest gift of peace. Finally, may Christ inflame the desires of all people to break through the barriers which divide them, to strengthen the bonds of mutual love, to learn to understand one another, and to pardon those who have done them wrong. Through Christ's power and inspiration, may all people welcome each other into their hearts as brothers and sisters, and may the peace they long for ever flower, and ever reign among them. So on this 4th of July, when we celebrate our existence as a nation, let us also carefully, and I mean with great care, pray for our nation, for our leaders, for one another, and especially, let us pray for those with whom we disagree. Amen.